Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuento 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to TGIF. Yes, thank God it's Friday. And also TGIC. Thank God it's Carnival. It is the 25th. It is Friday, the 25th of February. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3. Cool FM. Time right now, just after a minute after the 6 o'clock. And I'm going to be with you going through till just before 10 o'clock this morning. Starting us off, let's take a look at some of the things relevant to the 25th of February in the world of entertainment. We're going to start back in 1940. This was when the New York Rangers and the Montreal Canadiens played in the first hockey game to be televised in the United States. The game was aired on WBS in New York with one camera in a fixed position. And the Rangers beat the Canadiens 6-2, because they kept moving. In 1943, this day was commonly thought to be George Harrison's birthday. In 1992, George Harrison was reported to have said, "I only learned recently, after all these years, that the date and time of my own birthday have always been off by one calendar day, and about half an hour on the clock as well." His birthday is actually, well, it was actually yesterday, the 24th of February.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Save it. Friday night. With the Sultans, with the Sultans on swing. Then a crowd of young boys, they're fooling around in the corner. Drunk and dressed in their best brown baggies in their platform soles. Give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans that play Creole.
A great way to start off a Friday morning. Actually, come to think of it, that would be a great way to start off any morning, wouldn't it? Sultans of Swing from the Dire Straits, written of course by Mark Knopfler. The demo of the song, by the way, was recorded at Pathway Studios in North London in July of 1977. It was actually released in May of 1978. But the demo was, it really acquired a following after it was put on rotation. This was on BBC Radio London. Its popularity soon reached the record executives, and Dire Straits were offered a contract with Phonogram Records. The song was then re-recorded in February of 1978 at Basing Street Studios for the band's eponymous debut album. Eponymous, that means it was just called Dire Straits. Moving forward to 1984. This was when this was released from Alison Moyet. Invisible.
I can't.
wandering off into the distance and making herself invisible. There's Alice Moyet for you. We're just coming down to 13 and a half minutes after the hour. 6 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. If you just joined us, good morning. Good morning to Mary Lou. She's off there in the shower. Talking of which, a bit early, so I'm just going to put the shower song on. Invisible, by the way, by Alison Moyet. What's interesting about that, it was written by Lamont Dozier of the songwriting team Holland Dozier of Holland. Great start, isn't it? And it was off of her debut album, which was called Alf, reaching number 21 on the UK singles chart, and the song went as high as number 6 in Ireland and gave Alice Moyet her third Irish top 10 hit of the year. The single even went higher in New Zealand, peaking at number 4, her second consecutive top 10 hit after All Cried Out reached number 6. Song was also the first American release from the album and Alice Moyet's most successful single in that country, reaching number 31 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the spring of 1985. It became her only US top 40 hit. We don't hear much of Alison Moyet anymore. Must have a dig around, see what she's up to. Very nosy, aren't we? Right, let's do this, shall we? Let's get you in the shower on this Friday morning. Yes, TGIC. Thank God it's Friday. TGIC today. And TGIF as well. What have we got for you in the shower today? Oh, a little bit of sunshine. Together with KC. Keep it coming, love. And it is exactly 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. There we go, that is Casey and the Sunshine Band, and keep it coming. I was just thinking, lyrics are difficult, aren't they? That's it. Time to get you out of the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. Yes, and the Friday before Carnival and TGIF to everybody that's listening this morning. What have we got for you? Well, it is Friday. It's a Music Friday. You, me and the music going right through till 10 this morning. Of course, we'll be checking in with Ingrid for Freaky Fun Facts Friday. Yasmin will be doing What, Where and When. I don't know if there'll be too much going on because of the Carnival coming up for the next, almost a week, isn't it? But we've got usual bits and pieces. We're going to be looking at some of the local news headlines. We'll look at it in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. That's going to be in around about 10 minutes time. And also at 7 o'clock we'll look at the international news. I can tell you now what 99.9% of that is about. This terrible situation in Ukraine. And it's one of these events, you know. So I was saying to the good lady, you see, it's one of these events that it was like 9/11. You know that after this, nothing is going to be the same. Things will change. But more importantly, there's not, you know, it's all about Ukraine. There isn't much else to pick up on this morning. But in the 7:30, when we look at the international business news, that's where we got quite a little bit to cover. There's a lot obviously going on in the business world with the sanctions that have been placed on Russia. So that's the news. As I say, 7 and 8 and 9 o'clock, we'll look at the local news in a bit more detail. And as I say, apart from that, plenty of great music going right through until 10 this morning. Try and keep you entertained.
Cheerio, cheerio, baby.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Coming out of Switzerland, that's Yves LaRocca there, and that was called Rise Up. Before that, it was the UB40 and Cherry O' Baby. Keep your eye on the time. We are 26 and a half minutes after six. Only nearly left out 20 minutes. Poutine the Vauflish.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if it will ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy, then you wonder why. I'm such a baby.
Was called from Mahouty and Blowfish. I only want to be with you. We just make our way down to the bottom of the hour, half past the hour of 6 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245. Or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to burlesque.
Oh. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back. Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now, you can visit their offices. They're located in Juan Díaz from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, for more information, contact them via Instagram, @AloricaPanama. @AloricaPanama.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you on this Friday morning, our Friday before Carnival. Yes, even I get a rest for a few days. Now, let's look at some of the local news. These are just a precis of what we're going to be looking at later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Of course, the epidemiological report, we'll be looking at that, reveals in the last 24 hours 11 people, sadly, died from COVID-19. This brings the accumulated number now to 8,058. Regarding new infections, there were 787 detected after applying 8,631 tests, which showed a positivity of 9.1%. Active cases, 8,596, of which 8,358 are in home isolation and 238 are hospitalised. Those in isolation, they're divided into 8,325 at home and 33 in the what we call the so-called hospital hotels. Those actually hospitalised, we've got 196 in the wards and 42 in the intensive care units. Now, in recent weeks, Panama has experienced a sharp decline in the incidence of active cases of COVID-19, This was reported in the Panama, the Pan American Health Organization, the PHO, in its report on the country's epidemiological situation. Now, according to the PHO biweekly report, in the last 4 weeks, Panama registered a decrease in active cases of 85.7%. That's quite something. Also, it highlighted that all age groups reflected notable decrease in the incidence of cases in the last 4 weeks. The Ministry of Health reiterated on Thursday that from the 25th, today, going through to the 6th of March, all activities involving crowds are suspended, and warned that the sanctions will be applied for failing to comply with the decree that suspends the carnival. In a statement from the entity, it is a record that the executive decree of the 27th of January prohibits activities related to carnival, such as dances, cantareras, irons, lazo, competitions, murgas, tunas, and mojereras. All these kind of things. Can't do that. Cruz did warn that for non-compliance with the norm, the sanctions will be applied according to the fault, and that the economic fines can reach up to $5,000. The Second Administrative Electoral Court lifted on Wednesday the electoral criminal jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli at the request of the third liquidated judge of criminal cases, Baluisa Martinez. Alma Cortes, Martinelli's lawyer, told the La Prensa newspaper that the defense had already been notified of the ruling and announced an appeal, so that the case now goes to the plenary session of the electoral court. The Council of the European Union has kept Panama on its list of non-cooperative countries and territories. This is for tax purposes in an update of the list published on the 24th of February. In addition to Panama, the list includes Fiji, Guam, United States Virgin Islands, Palau, Samoa, American Samoa, Trinidad and Tobago, and Vanuatu. The Council noted that Panama is not rated as broadly compliant by the Global Forum on Transparency and Exchange of Information for Tax Purposes with regard to the exchange of tax information upon request, and that the country has a source income exemption regime that is harmful. Deputies and former deputies of the Communication and Transport Commission of the National Assembly are related to the organisations with the largest number of transport quotas. This is a this is in the case of Bocas del Toro, for instance, where 8 out of 15 organisations that together have more than 500 operating licences or certificates, selective and collective. These are linked to the Deputy Benicio Robinson, a native of that province. Now, these links are reflected in three quota databases, two delivered by the National Land and Traffic and Transportation Authority, the ATT&T, to La Prensa after a request for information covered by the transparency law, and another delivered by the ATT&T to the Deputy Gabriel Silva through a habeas data. Compared both lists, they present inconsistencies. La Prensa tried to talk to the current director of the ATT&T, but did not respond to the more than four calls and messages left for him. And likewise, an interview was requested by La Prensa from Benicio Robinson, indicating that it was to verify the companies with quotas were related to him. And he didn't answer either. The plenary session of the National Assembly approved the Bill 756 on the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, UNACHI, this Thursday. In the third debate, when opening the third debate of the project, none of the deputies presented took the floor to speak about the convenience or non-convenience of the norm. During the process of debate in the Assembly, in all its stages, student and administrative groups in David, Chiriquí, have demonstrated against the bill. During the third debate, the same demonstrations were registered in the city of David. Once approved, the rule will be sent to the executive branch for eventual sanction or acceptance by President Laurentino Cortizo. And that's it. There's our look. We're going to be looking at those in more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. As for now, we are just making our way to 21 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Hot,
Oh, that was a great one. They played Fleetwood Mac there. And that was Little Lies. White Lies, if you want to call them. Spandau Ballet was before that. And to cut a long story short, you are listening to The Breakfast Show. We're 40 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock. And I was just taking a little rummage because with obviously what is going on, sadly, over there in Europe, in Ukraine. It really is a serious as a situation. As I mentioned earlier on, if you were listening, that, you know, it reminded me very much of 9/11, because this is going to change everything. We will not be going back to the norm. It's one of these defining moments. Social media companies are encouraged Ukrainian users to secure their accounts. And Twitter and Facebook recommended that users worried about their accounts being hacked or manipulated as part of Russia's invasion should lock or close their accounts, they say here. Russia's military has previously used social media to manipulate political events, often spreading misinformation. Twitter said that it mistakenly blocked some users that were sharing footage from Ukraine, including open source intelligence accounts, which share footage posted to social media from conflict zones. On Thursday, Google Ad Tools was still monitorizing media outlets run by or associated with the Kremlin. Sites that tied to the Kremlin displayed Google-served ads from brands like Paramount, Best Buy, Eddie Bauer, and others. And tech startups and corporates relying on Ukraine's base of technical talent have rushed to provide assistance to their staff in the country. It really is becoming a bit of a problem. In the United States, the SEC is probing Elon Musk and his brother. The Wall Street Journal reported that the agency is looking into whether the Tesla CEO and his brother's stock sales violated insider trading rules. So we'll keep taking a rummage around and see what we can find, what's happening this morning. Apart from that, we'll say plenty of great music. Tara Kemp, for instance. Hold you tight. We're 12 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Top of the hour, we're going to look at some of the international news. As I said, it's pretty much taken up with Ukraine. Sarah Kim and Hold You Tight. Time-wise, we're 8 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and looking at some of the things relevant to the world of entertainment on this day. I was looking at 1983, the death of Tennessee Williams, American dramatist, whose plays included things like Sweet Bird of Youth, A Streetcar Named Desire, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. He was really quite a prolific author. Moving on to the music.
Maybe I'm out of my head. Take me to Brooklyn again. I'm in the back of a cab, and you're still on my mind. Yeah, you're still on my mind. Oh my God, never felt so good in my life. Oh my, feel like it's the 4th of July. Under the moonlight on the rooftop in the night, and in the night. And now it seems like I got it all, but I'm somewhat lost in New York. Even though it's a 3:45, I want more, I want more.
Well, that is called Brooklyn, and it is Glockenbach featuring Clock Clock. Lovely names. And right, I tell you what, going back to the world of entertainment, and going back this time as far as the year 1957, is when Buddy Holly and the Crickets, they recorded That'll Be the Day. The song would be their first hit, a previously recorded version back in July 22nd, in fact, of 1956, was produced poorly, and the vocals were performed differently. But this one wasn't.
That someday will come. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day.
your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
And there we go, 1957. On this day, that's when Buddy Holly and the Crickets recorded this version of That'll Be the Day. The rest is history. I'll tell you what, time-wise, we are just a minute away from the top of the hour, so we're going to take our little break.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors. No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them. Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now, you can visit their offices. They're located in Juan Diaz from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, for more information, contact them via Instagram, @AlorricaPanama. @AlorricaPanama.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Absolutely. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. We're just after the hour of 7 o'clock. Looking at international news, I said it's mainly to do, was virtually all to do with the tragic situation over there in Ukraine right now. Missiles pounded the Ukrainian capital on Friday as Russian forces pressed their advance, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pleaded with the international community to do more, saying that sanctions announced so far were not enough. Air raid sirens wailed over the city of 3 million people, where some were sheltering in underground metro stations, a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin launched an invasion that has shocked the world. Ukrainian officials said a Russian aircraft had been shot down and crashed into a building in Kiev overnight, setting ablaze and injuring 8 people. Setting ablaze an apartment building, apparently. A senior Ukrainian official said that Russian forces would enter areas just outside the capital later on Friday, and that Ukrainian troops were defending positions on 4 fronts despite being outnumbered. Russia intends to take the whole of Ukraine, but the Russian army failed to deliver its main objectives on the first day of President Vladimir Putin's invasion, British Defence Secretary Ben Wallace said on Friday. Russia launched its invasion by land, air and sea on Thursday, following a declaration of war by Putin in the biggest attack on European state since World War II. Ukraine's nuclear agency and interior minister said on Friday that they were recording increased radiation levels at the site of the defunct Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Experts at the state nuclear agency did not provide exact radiation levels, but said that the change was due to the movement of heavy military equipment in the area, lifting radioactive dust into the air. Radiation starts to increase. It's not critical for Kiev for the time being, but we are monitoring it, said the Interior Ministry. European Union foreign ministers will thrash out details on Friday of sanctions on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine after leaders of the bloc agreed on a robust package of measures to ensure that President Vladimir Putin must and will fail. Foreign ministers were due to convene in Brussels for an emergency session from 3 p.m. To settle measures broadly agreed in principle at an emergency summit overnight. Protesters turned out on public squares and outside Russian embassies in cities from Tokyo to Tel Aviv and New York on Thursday to denounce the invasion of Ukraine, while more than 1,000 who tried to do the same in Russia were arrested. The earliest known protest occurred outside Russia's embassy in Washington around 1 a.m. EST on Thursday, only 3 hours after President Vladimir Putin said that he had launched his military operation. And good old China. Well, China stuck to its message on Friday of refusing to call Russia's action in Ukraine an invasion or criticize Moscow despite intensifying assaults from Russia's military in the Eastern European country, which are leading to growing casualties. China reiterated that it believes in respecting the territorial integrity of all countries, but said it sees the Ukraine issue as having its own complex and special historical background. We understand Russia's legitimate concerns on security issues, Foreign Minister spokesman Wang Wenbin told reporters at a daily briefing in Beijing on Friday. And I say that's about it. There's not much else surfacing in the way of news on this Friday morning. And as I said, at the bottom of the hour, 7:30, we'll look at the business news, which is more involved in what is going on due to the sanctions that have been put in place against Russia. So that's still to come, bottom of the hour. We'll also look between now and then at what kind of weather you can expect on this Friday. There we go, Tom Petty and Don't Do Me Like That. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Call FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. I was looking at some of the things to do with the world of tech today. We're looking at the issue with Elon Musk and his brother being looked at by the SEC for possible insider trading. Three Amazon unionizers were arrested after bringing food to warehouse workers. An Amazon spokesperson told Reuters and Bloomberg that Amazon called the police because one of the unionizers has repeatedly trespassed on the property. Amazon sounds like a really good company to work for, doesn't it? we all use them, don't we? I mean, we all sort of need them as well, I guess. Looking at the way they sort of treat some of their workers, I'm not so sure. It would be nice to everybody. We are 8.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
She goes, Joy Crooks and Mother May I Sleep with Danger. And before that, The Weeknd featuring a Daft Punk on there, and I Feel It Coming. Breakfast show time is exactly 16 after the hour, 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at the weather for today. And we're going to start off by looking to see what's happening over in the province of Colón at Costa Arriba. 30 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature today, with the minimum being 20 degrees. 36 degrees thermal sensation with 85% relative humidity. This morning is going to be cloudy. This afternoon, chance of isolated showers, and cloudy again tonight. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama, 32 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 38 is going to feel quite warm today, and that's 38 degrees, the thermal sensation, and the relative humidity is up there at 80%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, a bit more cloud in the afternoon, just says cloudy, and back to partially cloudy tonight. Moving up the coast a little bit to us here in the metropolitan area, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius, the max, 23 min, 38 degrees Celsius, thermal sensation, 80% relative humidity, so basically pretty much the same as West Panama. Partially cloudy this morning, cloudy in the afternoon, and back to partially cloudy tonight. Is it going to be different out in the Gulf? I guess a lot of you might be getting away early today in your gin palaces and going out to the islands. What a lovely idea. Do a bit of fishing. We're looking temperature-wise 32 degrees Celsius out in the... Sorry, the moving out, aren't we, to the Gulf? We've done the metro. We're looking at 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 degrees, the minimum, 39. It's going to feel hot out there. It's going to be, that's to say, the last number in mild discomfort. Relative humidity up at 90%, so it's not going to be that pleasant, really. We're looking at partially cloudy this morning, cloudy this afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. So it's all pretty much the same in this area, not too much of a variation, except for that relative humidity out there. Of course, they're out in a lot of water, aren't they, out there in the islands? That's your weather forecast. Let's move on and see what's happening with the maritime conditions for today. We're going to start with the tide, starting on the Pacific. Low tide was at 4:19 this morning. That was 0.64 of a metre. High tide will be at 10:27. That'll be 3.75 metres. Low tide again, 4:42 in the afternoon, 0.94 of a metre. High tide again, this can be just before 11 o'clock tonight at 10:56, 3.93 metres. Moving over to the Caribbean, we've just got two up and one down. High tide, 7:35 this morning, 0.4 of a metre. Low tide, that will be at 3:32. 7:35, I was just looking at that, that's just in 15 minutes, isn't it? So 7:35, that's your high tide on the Caribbean in 15 minutes, 0.4 of a metre. Low tide, that'll be 3:22 in the afternoon, minus 0.09 of a metre. High tide again, that'll be at 8:30 tonight, and that is 0.03 of a metre. So there are the tides for you for today. Now, if you are actually going out on the water over on the Caribbean coast, we do have a small craft advisory for you for this morning. We've got winds coming in 27, 29 kilometres an hour from the north-northeast. Waves are going to be at 6 feet. All right, so small craft advisory for you on the Caribbean coast for this this morning. That small craft advisory is going through to the afternoon as well. Winds are picking up a little bit, 31 to 33 degrees Celsius coming in from the north-northeast, and the waves are going to increase by a foot. So there we go. That's over there on the Caribbean. Over on the Pacific coast, no advisory. Good conditions, they reckon, for this morning. Winds are going to be 16 to 22 kilometres an hour from the north-northeast. The direction's the same as on the Caribbean. Waves, though, distance is going to be at 2 feet. In the afternoon, we still have good conditions on the Pacific. Winds are dropping, just a breeze. We're dropping down to 7 kilometres an hour, coming from the east-southeast. Change of direction there. And waves, they're going to be at 2 feet. There you go, that's it, there's your weather. Carnival weekend. Oh, there's a good one, Isaac Hayes there, and Don't Let Go. Oh, look, they take us down to the bottom of the hour, where we're going to be looking at some of the international business news for this morning. This is Donna Summer, and I Remember Yesterday.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuenta 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Time on the breakfast show, 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Now, moving on to the international business news this morning. As I said, this is quite complex of what is going on with Russia and Ukraine. European stocks rose on Friday. This was following Wall Street's dramatic late rally as investors welcomed coordinated Western sanctions against Russia that targeted its banks but left its energy sector largely untouched. Oil prices initially fell back sharply but were back above $100 a barrel in early European trading. The jump in stocks was modest, however, and markets remain down significantly from levels at the start of the week after investors were left stunned by Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to invade Ukraine. By 9:30 GMT, the Euro stocks was 0.72% higher, while the FTSE 100 gained 1.1%. Germany's DAX nudged up to 0.05% higher. Asian shares closed up higher, but on Wall Street, where stocks staged a massive rebound after US President Joe Biden unveiled sanctions on Thursday, futures pointed to a lower open in the United States. Markets seem to be reducing tail risks. Additional sanctions announced against Russia's Russia matter to Russia, but the domestic Russian economy does not matter much to the global economy, and energy supplies are still flowing. This is according to Paul Donovan, chief economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. In Asia, MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan closed up 0.78%, Shanghai's composite index rallied 0.63%, and Japan's Nikkei gained 1.95%. Russian stocks soared, though, 14%, but that followed one of the three biggest ever single-day stock market crashes in history. Russia has spent the past 7 years building up formidable financial defenses, yet in the long run its economy is unlikely to withstand the onslaught of coordinated sanctions from the West. Europe and the United States are raining down reprisals after President Vladimir Putin sent tanks into Ukraine, adding to sanctions already pledged in response to his decision to recognize the independence of the two breakaway Ukrainian provinces. The view Russia will be unaffected is wrong. The negative effects may not be felt up front, but sanctions will hobble Russia's potential in the longer run, said Christopher Granville, managing director at consultancy TS Lombard and a veteran Russian watcher. Steps by the West include sanctions and assets freezes, more Russian banks and businessmen, a halt to fundraising abroad, the freezing of an $11 billion gas pipeline project to Germany, and limiting access to high-tech items such as semiconductors. The ruble firmed on Friday after hitting all-time lows in the previous session. This is when Russia began invading Ukraine. While stocks indexes rose sharply after the biggest one-day fall on record, no Russian assets were left unscathed in heavy selling on Thursday. The fighting in Ukraine continued, of course, going through till today, Friday. At 7.22 GMT, the ruble gained 2.3% against the dollar at 83.30 after hitting a record low of 89.6 in highly volatile trading on Thursday. We expect the dollar to stay within a range of 83 to 85 to the dollar. This is according to Promsvyazak Bank in a note. Against the euro, the ruble firmed 2.3% to trade at 93.49, having hit an all-time low of 101.03 on the interbank market on Thursday. The currency was supported by the first Russian central bank currency interventions since 2014, when Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine. The global oil market was thrown into chaos on Thursday after Russia invaded Ukraine, with top buyers of Russian oil struggling to secure guarantees at Western banks or find ships to take crude from one of the world's largest producers. At least three major buyers of Russian oil have been unable to open letters of credit from Western banks to cover purchases on Thursday, four trading sources said, citing market uncertainty after the Russian invasion. Russia has banned British Airlines from landing at its airports or crossing its airspace, its state civil aviation regulator said on Friday. The move follows London's ban on the flights of Russian flag carrier Aeroflot, imposed in response to the invasion. The fallout to the global aviation industry from Russia's invasion is spreading beyond the airspace closings over the conflict zone, as airlines, lessors, manufacturers face up to growing risks of doing business with Russia. Alaska's Anchorage Airport, a popular refueling hub for long-haul flights when Western airlines were unable to access Russia airspace during the Cold War, said carriers had started making inquiries about capacity in case routes over Russia are affected by the Ukraine crisis. French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire said on Friday the option of cutting off Russia from the SWIFT global interbank payment system remained open, but that he viewed this only as a last resort. The United States and the European Union opted not to cut Russia off from SWIFT as part of toughened sanctions over the invasion of Ukraine, but they could revisit that issue, U.S. President Joe Biden said on Thursday. Russia will offer only new series of OFZ government bonds and stop offering existing series of debt, the finance ministry said on Wednesday after the United States prohibited buying Russian government bonds issued after March the 1st. The U.S. government slapped restrictions on trading of Russian government debt on Tuesday in a bid to punish Moscow for ratcheting up its conflict with Ukraine, extending its existing sanctions on buying of Russian debt to the secondary market. So those are some of the things happening, I'll say, in the international business market. And if you're in the world of business, you might want to get yourself some extra headache pills or something along those lines. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come, don't forget, this morning we'll have our Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid. Later on we'll be chatting with Yasmin about what's happening in the world of entertainment and probably a couple of Born This Days in music.
That kind of love was the killing kind.
There we go, yes. Nice bit of rock there from Aerosmith and Crying. And certainly not crying, it's a long weekend, I'm looking forward to that. Right, I tell you what I'm going to do right now. I have a birthday wish to put out this morning. Special one. Yeah, very special. This is for my good lady. It's my wife, Christina. It's her birthday today. And like I say, normally when you have your birthday on a Friday, you can celebrate it all weekend, can't you? Well, if you have a birthday on this Friday, you can celebrate it right through Carnival. It's going to be a good week. So to my lovely wife, to Christina, and this is for you.
Very happy birthday with the music you love.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the real thing there for my lovely wife, Christina. You to me are everything. Time on the Breakfast Show, 5 minutes. No, it's not. It's 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. It's a dizzy morning this morning. Mary Lou, thank you so much, Mary Lou. She just sent a little message and says, happy birthday to Christina. Tons of good wishes and blessings and many more years of health and happiness. And talking Mary Lou, she dropped me a little note yesterday. She sent me a link to a song, which I took a look at and sort of got hold of a copy of that. I can hardly sort of really go on to it. Let me go back to what she said to me yesterday. That's probably the best thing. Stick with it, Mary Lou. I'll be back with you in a minute. She sent me a song yesterday, and she said to me, okay, well, firstly, the name of the song is very difficult, and she sent me, it's called, Ti Palia Tia Arakadwela, something like that. Anyway, she came across this song, and she says she played this. She said she loves it. She even sent me a translation of the words. But anyway, I did do it. It's by Suvi Tersa Nisika. I believe it comes from Finland, but it is a nice song. So I'm going to play it because I'm just digging a hole deeper for myself here. So here I'm, Mary Lou. This is for you.
Isket aina mulle silmää, kun jostain kuuluu Ricky Martin, ja mä nauran. Ei oo sen jälkeen ollut tylsää, kun sut tapasin ja päätin, tässä on kaikki, mitä haluan. Sä oot ihan sekasi ku seinäkello. Mut niin onkin, me ollaan ne, jotka aina, vaikka olis miten hito vaikeeta, tietää, että kaiken pystyy korjaamaan, teipillä tai rakkaudella. Joo, ja vaikka me vielä tehdään virheitä, sit kun ollaan vanhoja, mut ei viisaita, me riidellään niin rakkaudella. Sä voit nojata mua vasten, silloinkin kun haluaisin työntää sut pois, kun sulla on vaikeet. Ja vaikka lautasia lentää, silti kuiva mun kyneleet sun paitaan, kun mulla on vaikeet. Mä oon ihan sekasi kun seinäkello.
It is very nice. Whatever it is they're saying, I like it. Time on the Breakfast Show. Keep an eye on the time. We're 6 minutes right now. That's away from the top of the hour. Top of the hour, don't forget we've got the local news. And also, don't forget later on we're going to be getting our Freaky Fun Facts Friday from Ingrid. And also, We'll be looking at some of the things, what can be happening in the world of entertainment around Panama with Yasmin later on. And probably we'll also be talking to what was born on this day. And you're listening to us. The time is now 5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And this is Janet Jackson.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show. Right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now, you can visit their offices. They're located in Juan Diaz from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, for more information, contact them via Instagram, @Alorica Panama. @AloricaPanama.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progresso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progresso.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Walk together near the ocean shore.
beautiful song from Cool and the Gang, and it's just called Cherish. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you keep your eye on the time, we're 19 minutes exactly after the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. Right, I tell you what, I've got a message here, and let me see, let me just get this. It says, good morning, Breakfast Show. Happy birthday to my sister, Christina. And this is from Lucia. And she asked if we could play a song for Christina, of course, this morning. Would you please play Cyndi Lauper? Girls just want to have fun. Just bring back memories. Thank you, Lucia. There we go, Cyndi Lauper from Sister Lucia to Christina. Girls want to have fun. Got a message also here from Renee. Renee, because I played Christina earlier on. You to me are everything. That's right. And Renee said, oh, what a great dedication for Christina. Happiest of birthdays to her. Of course, Renee right now is up there in the US, Stardust Unita. Says, happy Friday, freezing up here in the USA. Could you please play Foreigner, Cold as Ice? It's not so cold here, you know.
Someday you'll pay the price, I know. I've seen it before, it happened all. Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It is Friday. It is Friday. Freaky fun facts, and I am home in El Valle. Whew. I am so happy to be back home in my own little bed and feed my own little putty cats. Oh, nothing felt so sweet as to laying my head down on the pillow. So, today's Freaky Friday fun facts are going to be about pillows. You got it. Here we go. Number one. When talking about pillows, the first thing that comes to mind is sleep. Mostly associated with comfort and rest, and seemingly ordinary objects have a long, fascinating history behind them. There are also several interesting facts about pillows that'll make you realize that they're more than just a headrest for sleeping. Here are some of the interesting facts about pillows. Number one, the first pillows were hard. The earliest known use of pillows is in ancient Mesopotamia, which dates back to about 7,000 BC. Right, Jerry? You were around then, right? I feel so good. Unlike our pillows today, these ancient pillows were hard. They were made of stone. Pillows back then were used only by the wealthy. The more the stone pillows you possessed, the higher your rank in society. In a similar situation of fashion, wealthy ancient Egyptians used stone pillows to elevate their head and prevent insects from crawling into their ears and noses. Oh, that just gives me shivers. In ancient China, people believed that soft pillows sucked the energy out of their bodies while sleeping, so they made elaborately designed pillows from stone, wood, or ceramic. Number two, pillows only have become popular household item during the Industrial Revolution. As mentioned before, only the wealthy and the elite used pillows back in ancient times. During the Middle Ages in England, only women in labor used pillows. These cushions were rarely used by men as they were perceived as a sign of weakness. Pillows only gained popularity in Europe and the United States during the Industrial Revolution when they were mass-produced in large textile factories. This allows them to be cheaper, and most households started using pillows not only for their beds, but also for decorations. Yeah, how many you got on your bed? Here we go. Number three. There are different types of modern-day pillows. With the wide variety of sizes, shapes, materials, and designs, it may be difficult to name all the types of pillows out there. However, they can be grouped into a few basic categories. First, you have a throw pillow, which is a small pillow used mostly on chairs or couches as additional decoration. Cushions, which are bigger than the former, come in more sizes, are meant to be sat on. And cylindrical-shaped pillows, also known as the bolster or the roll, are usually used for hugging during sleep or rest. Bed pillows are the most common known and the ones most commonly used when sleeping. Number four, pillows are not just for sleeping, although I used it last night just for that. Anyway, the main purpose of pillows, which is to be used as a headrest when sleeping, remains the same. However, their functions have evolved. Nowadays, some pillows are mainly used for decorative purposes. These ornamental pillows are used to accent or contrast in a room. We also have neck pillows, which can be used to sleep more comfortably in a bus or on a plane. Saw a lot of them on the plane, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. There are pillows specifically designed for pregnant mothers to add support as well. Number five, some pillows are good for your health. Generally, pillows provide comfort as well as support for your neck, head, spine during your sleep. However, there are some pillows that offer specific health benefits, like herb-infused pillows, temperature-sensitive pillows, and magnetic pillows. Imagine your earrings snapping onto one of those. Can't roll my head over. Can't roll my head. Anyway, number six. Pillows have definite lifespans. Now, depending on the type of material, the pillow's lifespan can vary. Feather and down pillows could last up to 5 to 10 years. Polyester pillows, however, should be replaced after 2 years. I think it's time to replace mine. Number seven, your pillow may not be as clean as it appears. Pillows are favorite places of dust mites and other microscopic insects. In addition, heavily used pillows accumulate oil, dirt, and the dead skin cells over time. While you cannot see them, these things could cause health issues or allergic reactions. So make sure to wash your pillow covers every 3 weeks at most. Also, clean the pillow itself at least once every 3 months. Choosing the right pillow for you, well, when buying pillows, you have to take into consideration several factors. Comfort is highly important, especially if you're buying bed pillows. Choose a pillow that matches your sleeping habits and specific health needs and preferred positions. Know if you're allergic to the material and to stick to non-allergenic pillows. As for the design, Pillows come in all sorts of shapes and sizes and colors. So pick a pillow that is not only comfortable, but also improves and blends well with the rest of your interior design. Well, those were your Freaky Friday fun facts for pillows, which I'm telling you, I should have taken mine with me to Estados Unidos. Almost 2 weeks sleeping on an inflatable bed on somebody else's pillow that I had to borrow. Oh my goodness, last night I fell into my own bed here in El Valle, and it was nice and chilly. I had to have an extra blanket on the bed because it was chilly outside. It's still kind of chilly this morning. And it felt so good. Oh my goodness, the fresh air. And then all of a sudden, a car alarm went off. I'm like, we're in the city yesterday, and that didn't happen. We were in Estados Unidos, and that didn't happen. I'm here in El Valle, where peace and comfort and quiet, and I get a car alarm. Anyways, oh well. They stopped eventually after 20 minutes. I understand that we have canceled carnivals, but the way I saw traffic as I saw people gassing up their cars before leaving the city, people are still going to travel somewhere because there was a line out of Delta all the way past the Chinese the market there on Ramon H. Jurado. It was a long line, and I was very surprised. All right, it is so wonderful to be back home. I've got some things to do this weekend. I got a few plants that died in our absence. I think my system of irrigation was working, but it needs a little tweaking. And I got to catch a kitty cat. I have to catch one and take her to the vet. All right, you guys keep washing your hands. Please stay safe. My parents, they were so blessed that their COVID, and they had COVID, and they showed no signs. They didn't even know they had COVID until my mother had to go into the hospital for something else. And they said, guess what? Bingo, you have COVID. And she was very surprised, as was my father. I'm blessed that they managed through that without any symptoms and without any problems, and they're doing very well, thank goodness. All right, wash those hands. You guys, be careful. Stay away from each other. I intend to just, like, hang out this weekend and take care of the house, and I got a lot of work to catch up on. All right. Everything is so good here. I'm so happy to be home. Back to you in the studio.
Talk.
There we go. That is Pillow Talk from Sylvia. Going back to, 1973, I think it was the 22nd song of that year, according to the Billboard charts. Sylvia, Pillow Talk. What else? And by the way, the reason, of course, that everybody was queuing last night, Ingrid, for the gasoline, was that the price went up at 6 o'clock this morning. That's what they were up to. And, of course, as you say, they're all leaving town. Let's say a very good morning to Ashley. Good morning to you. It says good morning, Jerry, Christina, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners. Thank you for that, Ashley. A great weekend. Thank you. A great carnival as well. And he says many, many happy returns of the day, Christina. Here is, and have a great birthday. And you said cheers. And then here's a tune, selected a tune for me, from Christina. And so Ashley, thank you for your choice. It's a good one, of course. Go, Ashley. Good choice. And Barry White, of course, you're my first, the last, my everything. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 18 and a half minutes right now. That's before the top of the hour. If you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. In the last hour, we'll have a little chat with Yasmin and see if there's anything happening, what we're doing, because I know a lot of people are going out of town for carnival, so it might be fairly quiet. And also probably a couple of things of Born and on this day in music. I'm just looking at some of the bits of news that are coming in. Russia has been stripped of the Champions League final, with the match now to be played in Paris. It says the 2022 Champions League final will be played in Paris after Russia was stripped of the match following the nation's invasion of Ukraine. And another one right just to come in. The Russian Formula One Grand Prix has been cancelled as a result of the invasion of Ukraine. An F1 statement said that it had been agreed at a meeting of stakeholders that it is impossible to hold the Russian Grand Prix in the current circumstances. It added that F1 was watching the ongoing situation in Ukraine with sadness and shock and hopes the swift, peaceful resolution. Everybody's just turning their back on Russia, well, apart from the Chinese, of course. Everybody's turning their back on Russia. You can't just do this. I mean, it is just so sad. It's sad, but it's also very, very scary. As I mentioned earlier on today, it reminds me of 9/11, because after 9/11, you knew things weren't going to go back to the way they were, and they won't after this either. No matter what the outcome is, Russia is going to be marginalized by virtually everybody. Except China. Time on the Breakfast Show, 17 minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. That's the Stylistics saying, can't give you anything but my love. And just continuing watching, because being a bit of a Formula One fan, watching some of the news coming in. And of course, Nikita Mazepin, who drives for the Haas team, which is owned by US billionaire Gene Haas. Now, of course, they've welcomed Nikita Mazepin's money before last season. This was to reduce his own investment in the team. Of course, Nikita Mazepin being Russian. He has also been a somewhat underwhelming performer in Formula One, and Putin's decision really looks like it's going to end his Formula One career. Asked about the Mazepin involvement, Steiner said it needs to be resolved. There are governments involved, and I have no power over them, and we need to see how the situation develops in Ukraine. And referencing the decision to remove the stickers advertising Mazepin's father's company and the colour scheme on the car, which echoed the Russian flag, Steiner said, we made a decision yesterday with our team partners. I need to work on the rest of next week. There is no setback for the competition side of the team, though. None at all. We just have to go through the commercial issues. The team are not affected by this. I told them there is nothing to worry about. We took the right decision to send a message to everyone. See, it trickles down to the smallest of places, really, doesn't it? Gilbert O'Sullivan on The Breakfast Show. We're 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This is called Get Down.
There's nothing in this world. tell the story.
I think it's time for you to tell me a story.
Why do you have to go, Dad?
I promise. I'll be back in no time.
There we go, there's Avicii there, and Hey Brother. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're just coming up for 5 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and just to let you know, it's not all bad news out there. Judith Grace Spear knows how to make an entrance. She was born on the 22nd of February of 2022, at 2:22 in the morning, in room 2 at the Cone Health Alamance Regional Medical Center in Burlington, North California. Judith is the first child of Al Bailey and Hank Spear, who were amazed by their daughter's timing. It's kind of funny because I love numbers. I love maths. Good grief. And all that stuff. So this is kind of icing on the cake for me. Al Bailey told Good Morning America. Al Bailey is a cancer survivor and had been told it would be nearly impossible to get pregnant. This is something that we didn't think that we could achieve, Al-Marie said. And she's definitely a miracle baby. The Spears chose the name Judith because it means praise in Hebrew. And Al-Bailey told GMA she wants her daughter to grow up knowing there's always light at the end of the tunnel. There's always hope.
For the right thing. Oh, baby, don't look any further. Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show, right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's a life, it's a step, it's a need, it's a bliss.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
You ran away to find something to say. I went straight to make it okay, and he made it easy, darling. I'm still in love, and I say that because I know how it seems between you and me. It hasn't been easy, darling. After the dance, the smell on my hands, the rock in my throat, a hair on my coat, the stranger at home, my darling. That's just gonna free my darling. Now I'm gonna pause, just standing alone. But don't cry for me, cause everyone knows you reap what you sow, my darling. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That one. That's the choice of Anne and Easy, and preceded by the Rolling Stones and Mixed Emotions. You listen to the Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. If you keep an eye on the time, we're just making our way down to 22 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin, see what's happening of what, where, and when, and also Born on This Day.
Nothing but you and I. Can't stop my heart from beating. Why do I love this feeling?
Make me a promise. Tell me you'll stay with me. If I'm being honest, I don't know where this leads,
but that's the only question. Baby, don't keep me guessing. Making me give it. Oh, baby.
around you. I feel it in my veins, something about you that's making me go insane. We have a storm to weather, my little sweet surrender. Ooh, you are my muse. I feel so reckless. Oh, you're making me give it.
Falling from Why Don't We? Adrenaline. This is Sam Smith.
Thought I buried you and I, but I have diamonds in my eyes. Such a bitter tear to cry. You're still ruining my life. I'm not over it. I'm not over it. I remember every taste. If I get a little wasted, I can almost see your face. Such a dark and lonely place. I'm not over it. Someone get me over it. And confide in me. Wrap your arms around me, baby. They say you can fall out of love till you love someone else. Where you been hiding? When my heart's been slowly breaking. They say you can fall out of love till you love someone else. Till then, guess I'll just. Forget the way you move me. Try and drown you in the music. Hold my breath and close my eyes. Gotta drag you out my mind. Still not over. Someone get me over it. Baby, they say you can fall out of love.
There goes Mr. Sam Smith. Dance until you love someone else. Could take a while, couldn't it? Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 29 minutes exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to us on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. Well, probably after 10 o'clock. Time, I think, to take a little wander down the corridor. See if Yasmin's here. Oh, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. T-I-C. T-I-C. T-F-I-C.
Mm-hmm.
No, T-G-I-C. It's like maths, isn't it? T-G-I-C. Thank God it's carnival. Well, anyway, staying in the city, thank God, because it's going to be nice and quiet, all being well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are moving out. Because Ingrid mentioned, cars queuing for fuel last night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, the fuel price went up this morning, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Went up by 10 cents a gallon.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so they're all trying to get in, to get save a few bob as they drive off to the interior.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you going to be doing over Carnival?
Oh, we are going to Serra Azul.
Oh, that's right. Yes, we mentioned that yesterday with the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And with the lovely weather.
Yeah, because it's nice and cool.
And nice birds.
Nice birds.
And yes, we are going to enjoy that.
Do they have any restaurants or anything like that up there?
There's a little one. And there's another one because there's a club.
Mm-hmm.
For Altos de Serra Azul.
Oh, okay. So
they also mm-hmm. have a restaurant there. Very nice.
Oh, good. Okay, yes. Yeah. Because they've got like a social area center there.
Exactly.
Oh, that's nice.
With a pool and tennis place. And yeah.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's rather nice. I've never been invited yet.
I know.
I know, and you're not going to either. Well, that's a nice way of putting it. I've not been invited yet. No, you haven't.
No, you guys have to go. Yeah, we have to set up that.
We'll have to say, yes, definitely. That'd be nice. I'd drive my car.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I was wondering, you know, I mentioned it earlier on this morning, if there was much happening in entertainment because of Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything going on?
Well, there's a few things. For example, the museums.
Okay, yeah.
At Mac Museum, they're going to have today at 5:30, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., they're going to have an event, let me see, called Cervezas con les Artistas. This is an experience to connect with the artist.
And beer?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay, that's a good way of doing it.
Exactly.
The more you drink, the better the pictures look.
And you can understand better.
I like that one. Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, you can connect with the artist of the exhibition Guardar Semillas en el Cabello, which is the one that I already saw, the photograph exhibition. And yeah, you can go there today, but you have to make a reservation in advance. The entrance is just $5.
Oh, okay. That's
so
not bad.
You can do that.
Does that include any beer?
Well, it didn't say here, but maybe it does. I don't know.
Asking, because for me that would be important.
So, yeah, that's tonight. And also tomorrow at Mac Museum, they're going to have a workshop to make masks. So maybe I guess it's because it's about Carnival, you know?
Well, it could be because of COVID.
Also, yeah.
Making a mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the artist that's going to be doing this workshop is Lulu Molinares.
Okay.
So you can also make your reservations in advance. It's going to be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And yes, at Mac Museum, you can enjoy that and get more information at their social media, Mac Panama. Also, the Bio Museo.
Oh, yes, that's right.
They announced their new schedules for Carnival time. They're going to be open tomorrow and Sunday.
Okay.
From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And remember, they are doing tomorrow that tour around the building to know more about the architecture. So that's going to be nice.
Mm.
And also, you can check the prices. They have different prices for students, adults, jubilados. And you can go to their social media and Instagram, Bio Museo.
Okay. You know, if you're a jubilado and you want to go on the tour, they'd probably charge you extra because it takes them takes them longer to take you around.
Well, that's true.
Well, what's he doing? Oh, he's still over there. Oh, are we glad we charged him an extra $5.
Yeah, so maybe the guy needs to repeat more.
More and more, yes. What'd you say? Sorry? What? Oh, that's a nice rock. What's that? What'd you say?
Yes. Oh, poor guy.
Okay. What do you mean, poor guy? Poor us old people.
Speak up, young man.
Okay, let's talk about Born Today music.
Okay, yes, this is our first one for today.
Mm-hmm. The first one in 1943, George Harrison, guitarist and vocalist with the Beatles. The all-time best-selling album in the UK is The Beatles' Sgt. Pepper, Lonely Hearts Club Band. With over 4.5 million copies sold, Harrison brought in 1969 US number one and UK number four Beatles single Something.
Mm-hmm.
As a solo artist, he had the 1971 US number one album All Things Must Pass and the 1970 worldwide number one single My Sweet Lord.
Exactly, and of course the thing is, we mentioned when we were chatting about it, we said, yeah, we'll put it out today, because we didn't know it was yesterday, because there was all this confusion over the day he was born, because everybody said the 25th, but apparently he found out in 1972 that it was all wrong. Apparently the date was wrong, and the time was wrong, that he was born by about 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. He was actual fact born, apparently, on the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing as we missed him yesterday, he was also born on the 25th, because that's what a lot of people think.
Exactly.
And I was rummaging around my music by George Harrison, and I thought, I know we got My Sweet Lord, things like that, but I thought this one was very apt for the situation at the moment. It's George Harrison, Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth.
Give me life, keep me free from
There we go. George Harrison, Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth. And Mary Lou likes that one. She says, this is what we need right now.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. Miserable state of affairs over there in Europe, really. Really scary. So, yeah, anything else happening entertainment-wise, yes?
Well, yes, the last one is in, let me see, Música en Plaza Herrera.
Okay.
This is for the people who are going to stay here in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You can enjoy live music on Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. This is going to be a concert thanks to our friends of Fun Sincopa.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Livia Montaño. She's a soprano. So that's going to be
amazing.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. That'll break a few glasses, a few windows with a big high note, won't it?
Yes, this Plaza Herrera is next to Danilo's place, right?
Mm-hmm, that's Danilo's right, yeah, the Plaza Herrera. It's right behind the American Trade Hotel.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, exactly. Lovely square.
And also Bernardo Cedeño at the guitar and Janet Trillo is going to be the percussion. So this is going to be nice. On Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. at Plaza Herrera. And that's all.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, let's do your second This Day in Music.
Okay, Danielle Potter, in 1971, Canadian singer-songwriter who had the 2005 UK number 2 single, Bad Day. The song had been featured in a Coca-Cola ad campaign in Europe.
Okay, and Bad Day, well, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is, Danielle Potter. There we go, that's it. Daniel Powder.
Nice one.
It's a nice one, but a shame he made that, because if he, you know, if that was a success, he's having a bad day every day. You know, we just played it, said, well, I'm having a bad day. Oh, look, I made another 10 cents. So there we go. That's it. So, you're going to have a nice break.
Exactly. Thank you very much. And you do want anymore.
Yeah. We're going to be back on Thursday of next week. So, yeah, we're having a little break. So that'll be all rather nice. Mm-hmm. To catch up on my sleep, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to last me then, I think, till Easter, hasn't it? Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
All right, have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, too.
Get plenty of pictures of the bugs.
Okay, I will.
All right, there we go. That's some of those things that you can be doing. And, of course, a couple of tracks there from this day in music. This is interesting. This is Noel Gallagher's High Flying... What's he called? High Gallagher... Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, that's right. Oh, they fly, don't they? This is Blue... it's a nice track. It's called Blue Moon Rising. Not to be confused with Bad Moon Rising. Breakfast Show time, 14 before the hour of 10 o'clock. There we go. That is Noel Gallagher then, High Flying Birds. And it's called Blue Moon Rising. And I do like that. In actual fact, I was never really a very big fan of Oasis. A few of their tracks I sort of liked. But if they made more music like that, I'd really be into them. Because they both sort of gone off on their own ways. They never sort of really got on well, did they, as if they were working together. Anyway, time is 10 and a half minutes away from the top of the hour. Tell you what, I've got a nice one. It's a long version of the song. It's a lovely track. It's from Al Green, and that'll just about take us, I think, to the end of this morning's program. I'm so in love with you. Classic. Mr. Al Green, and I'm so in love with you. Breakfast show time, we are 5.5 minutes away from the top of the hour, so I think I can go off now and think about doing something else. Well, it is Carnival, so what am I doing over Carnival? It's a good question. I know the good lady myself on Monday, we're going to a wedding, because it's her birthday today, so this afternoon hopefully we're going to go off and do a little bit of shopping and perhaps have a little bite while we're out. And tomorrow I'm meeting up as usual with friends, and then the good lady and myself are going out. A friend of hers has got a little party going on at was it Chuck E. Cheese or whatever it is in Multiplaza. We're going to pop in and say hello and do a little rummage around as well again. So we're just going to relax and take it nice and easy. We'll be back with you on Thursday, because we're taking along because people are coming back during the course of Wednesday morning as well. So I'll stay in bed. We'll be back, as I said, next Thursday, 6 o'clock in the morning. Let me say a big thank you, of course, this morning to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for her What, Where and When for this day, Born in Music, and also for doing all the work in the background and everything else, of course, social media, all the advertising stuff, that kind of thing. So big thanks to her. Big thank you also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the UK. And not forgetting our intrepid outdoor reporter with our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. That was Ingrid. And, of course, she was talking about pillows. You know, it's actually a sport. We used to think that as a kid, didn't we? It's a sport. So big thanks to them. Big thanks to the boys and girls of Group and Grow to keep us up and running. As always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Please enjoy your carnival. If you are going to be driving, please do take it easy. Don't rush. Just sit back, relax. Play some music or whatever. Don't worry about it. Just go with the flow. That's what they say. So please, just take it. Do not drink and drive. Very important. Because they will be looking for you. And if they catch you, suddenly find yourself sitting at the side of the road with no car. Because they'll take it away from you. And keep to the speed limit. All right? So please, take care. Because what do I want to be doing? What do I want to be doing on Thursday at 6 o'clock this week? I want to be talking to you. Not talking about you. All right, so for me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Cuento 24. You publish it. You'll sell it.